This goes to Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, Morrissey, M like Mary, O-R-R-I-S-S-E-Y-P-A-C, fax 989-875-5023. Regarding Amanda, middle initial M like Margaret, Story, S-T-O-R-Y, date of birth September 11th of 1979. Dear Crystal, this is a consultation for Miss Story for evaluation of stage 3B chronic kidney disease. And she has had elevated creatinine levels since May of 2018 upon record review. Also in 2009, she was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis and was just treated with pain medications. She also then was diagnosed with renal tubular acidosis and had consistently low carbon dioxide levels. She was treated for many years with sodium bicarbonate tabs, and that did seem to improve with time. She also has very dry eyes and dry mouth and now is known to have Sjögren's syndrome. Her main symptom related to kidney disease would be intermittent flank pain, and it's bilateral. It's usually worse at night, and laying down does not make it better. It generally makes it worse. She's using Tylenol at bedtime, but it has not been very effective. She's not using any more oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And she understands those are very bad for kidneys. she does work using mainly computer programs, managing dairy cow placement in multiple states. She currently denies headaches or dizziness, no recent illness, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no chest pain or palpitations, no hearing or vision disorder other than the dry eyes, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She does have some gastroesophageal reflux disease, but does not require treatment. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no incontinence, no nocturia, no edema, no rashes, no neuropathy symptoms. She does have generalized muscle pain, and especially in the flank area, as previously described. Past medical history, she had the renal tubular acidosis in 2009 with the rheumatoid arthritis diagnosis. She has multiple renal cysts per kidney ultrasound. That was done 12/28 of 2021. She has a history of anemia, dysmetabolic syndrome, insomnia, and Sjögren's syndrome. Also gastroesophageal reflux disease. Past surgical history, she's had a cholecystectomy and placement of a Mirena, M-I-R-E-N-A IUD. And that prevents any menstrual flow at all, and she's very happy with that IUD. Social history, the patient is single. She does work managing dairy cows in multiple states. She does not smoke cigarettes. She does not use alcohol. She does use edibles and THC for pain. Family history is significant for alcohol abuse. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, multivitamin daily. Tylenol for pain at night. A melatonin, 5 milligram at bedtime. Physical exam, height is 64 inches, weight 252 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 116 over 76. Pulse 84, and oxygen saturation is 92% on room air. She is alert and oriented, color is good, tympanic membranes and canals are clear, neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension, no palpable nodules. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, obese, non-tender, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no edema. Pulses are 2+ with brisk capillary refill. And LAIB's most recent LAIB studies were done June 2nd of 2022. Creatinine was 1.5, which was improved. Estimated GFR is 38. April 18th of 2022, creatinine was 1.8. Estimated GFR 31. 11/20/21, creatinine 1.7. Estimated GFR 33. 5/13 of 18, creatinine was 1.2 with estimated GFR of 50. In June 2nd, we have 3.9 albumin, 8.9 calcium, sodium 139, potassium is 4.4, carbon dioxide normal at 24, phosphorus 3.6, normal hemoglobin 12.3, normal white count, normal differential, normal platelets. And the kidney ultrasound was done 12/27. 12/21/21, and that reveals a right kidney of 9.4 centimeters with multiple renal cysts, left kidney 10 centimeters with also multiple renal cysts. There is no hydronephrosis on either side, no stones, no other suspicious masses. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with history of renal tubular acidosis in 2009, and rheumatoid arthritis and Sjogren's syndrome. Currently, the patient does not have health insurance, so we don't plan on doing expensive medical tests if possible. We would like to have her obtain a urinalysis to check for blood and also for renal cells. In that case, we would have to be more aggressive and consider a renal biopsy. But in the absence of blood or cells, we would just have her do lab studies every 4 to 6 months. We'll do a creatinine, potassium, CBC, and we can do those every 4 to 6 months to monitor her renal function. She will avoid all nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, oral drugs, and she's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. The patient was also evaluated by and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.